Praise the Lord.
My name is Lori Aguirre. For those that don't know, we came here for about a year ago this month, as a matter of fact. So we've been here for a year, and my husband, I don't know where he went, but he got the nickname Kojak, for all of you that remembered. And it's an honor to be here. I give honor to Pastor in her absence, Sister Linda, to Brother Lindell, and to all you. We're just going to talk a little bit tonight, very short, few minutes. I got drafted last night. Let's just put it that way. We're going to talk a little bit about stay connected. She told me to just talk about connect, like to recharge and prayer. So we're going to do two scriptures. I'm going to talk a little bit about them, and then we're going to go into prayer again, okay? So to be connected, most people know what that means. It means to be joined together, united, and linked up together. And how many remember that game when you were a little kid? Red Rover, send someone right over. You remember where you used to lock arms? There was two sides, and you have teammates, and you send someone over, and they try to break through the arms. And if they didn't break through the arm, they got to keep your person. But if they broke through the arm, they got to pick a person, and then your team got bigger. That's how I think about connected, and that's how I think about saints of God in church, that we've got to lock arms and stand flat-footed and stay connected together in this last evil days. Because it's no joke out there. We have to stay connected. And my scripture, we're going to go to John 15 and 5. That's John 15 and 5. It says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And I begin to think about that. When he said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. And when he got to the part, it says, You abide in me and I in you. It's like reciprocal. It goes back and up and down. When you think about that, given and we're given. Given and given. Not only that, he gives to us so we can give and give. Give and give. That's amazing to me. And to when the first word it says, if you abide in me. Let's look at that word abide. Abide means to dwell, to continue, to endure, to remain in, and to be as one, as connected. And I brought this little comical. But everybody knows what one of these are. So let's pretend like from Sunday until Monday and Tuesday, some people go through a lot. But Wednesday night, you get a chance to come in here and get recharged and connected. And I like the way how she does it. She does a little bit of speaking, a little bit of Bible study, and the rest is prayer. Because I was taught this. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. There's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. That's how we get our strength. And a matter of fact, that's how we stay connected. And now, he says, if you stay connected with me, you will produce more fruit. And no matter how long you've been saved, it don't matter how long, you can still have more fruits on your tree. And the more fruits, the better. But we all know that, I'm going to go into the rest of the scriptures because it says be pruned. Nobody wants to be pruned because that don't feel good. But how many know pruning makes your fruit better? And the natural, when you prune fruit, what happens? Your fruit becomes juicier, sweeter, more abundant. But how many know it hurts to be pruned, but it's for good. I said I wasn't going to talk about that, but that's just a little snippet. And then in the natural, when you grow something, when you grow a plant, any fruit, plant, tree, whatever, the first thing you must do is check out and get the right kind of environment. Because how many know if you put a dry plant in a wet environment, like a desert plant, a cactus or whatever, it's not going to work. But if you put a plant that needs shade and the sunlight, it's not going to work. So you got to choose your environment first. And then you've got to have the right soil. You got to have water, sunlight, someone that dresses it, someone that takes care of it. And then this is the part I like most about it too. You have the nutrients that you give it. Because sometimes you have to give it a little plant food or you have a little fertilizer. And then what happens after that? Then it begins to grow. And then it begins to produce. Now let's look at it in the spiritual. The spiritual fruits. We know love, peace, joy, gentleness, goodness, faith, and long-suffering. We don't like that one, but patience is a virtue. We must stay connected. We got to stay connected to the Lord. Before I came, I looked at the headlines. There's a lot of crazy stuff going out there. And we can get so caught up in that we become disconnected. But how many know Jesus is our only source? The only source and the only way. So, to grow our fruits, we have to be in the right environment. How many know this right here is in the right environment? If you don't have a church home, I'm sure you can talk to Brother Lindo, a pastor. This could be your church home. This is good soil, good ground. And then the other thing, personal relationship. How many know that's key? That's a key right there. You just got to have a one-on-one personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Personal relationship means intimacy. Into me you see. He sees on the inside of me. He knows everything about me, my thoughts, my intent, anything I want to do. He already knows it. Just like you. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow before you already do, or the next week or the next year before you already do. He knows every single thing about you. Your pains, what you like, what you don't like, everything. An intimate relationship. And intimacy also means information. And what does that mean? He wants information. So in other words, he wants you to pray. Pray. And another key one is reading the Word of God. You will grow in your faith. That's how we grow our faith, is reading the Word of God. That's a must. And then another one is to be established in the church. Not just come once a month or on Sundays. You need to get established, rooted, and grounded. That's how a tree grows strong. A tree grows strong because the roots grow straight down, and it will not be moved. That just like if we let our roots be rooted and grounded in Jesus and in a good church, we will not be moved. And then, like I said, your prayer life. That's an essential. And prayer is not that hard. A lot of people get embarrassed to pray out loud, or, oh, I hope they don't call me. How many of you? Well, you all get, I don't know what to say. But how many know prayer is like having a conversation with your best friend? He don't want no big words. He's not looking for that. Lord help. That's the prayer. And he already knows about it anyway, but he just wants to hear it from you. Now let's go to John 15 and 7. We're almost done. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. How many would like want a relationship like that? Every time you ask your daddy, let me just put it like this. When you was little, when you ask your parents or your daddy something, daddy, can I have that? And as girls know just how to do it, right? Little girls know how to get to their daddy. Daddy, that's how our Father in heaven wants us to be. He wants to know our desires. He wants to know what we want. He wants to be know us so well. And not only that, he wants you to know you, but he wants to know you, and you need to know him. The more you read your word, the more you will understand him. You will know him, the depths of him. And then I wanted to talk about this part, prayer. This morning when I woke up, God spoke to me two words, strategic and frequency. And I'm like, what in the world? But then when I began just to look up the words, what they meant, I'm like, wow. So this is what he told me. First, prayer is to ask, make a request, a supplication, a petition, to call for or a desire. And also, I read one where it said to beg. Well, we'll leave that one alone because I walk by faith and not by sight. Well, but that was part of it. But how many know you got to ask? You have not because you ask not. We got to ask. And when he spoke that to me, strategic. And then he began, you got to open up your mouth and speak. And in this time and season that we live in, it's, what's a good word? Horrific outside. There's a lot of stuff going underground, behind the scenes that we don't even know, and that's kind of oozing its way out from the top, like a boiling pot, and it's just boiling over out there. We live in critical times, and now is the time. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, now is the time to get to know him. Time is very short. So he said, spoken strategic prayer. And that means, he told me, it's precise and accurate. It is intended to render the enemy incapable. How many want to do that? How many know you can have a prayer that you can pray for you or someone else that will render the enemy incapable of doing what he's meant to do? Because he's always scheming. He says he's walking about like a roaring lion, seeking to devour. But remember, he's not the true lion. He's only as a lion. Because the true lion is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But how many know he's shifty and crafty? So he began to tell me, you've got to speak my spoken word. How many know when you pray, praying God's word is something, because that's the only way you can attack the enemy is God's word. God's word is the only thing he can understand. Just like when Jesus did when he took him away, Jesus put his word on him, and there was nothing he could do to him. He knows God's word. He knows how to twist it, but you've got to have that word hidden down in the inside of your heart so you know how it can come back up when you need it. And it truly, believe me, it will. So you got to set the atmosphere for prayer. Just like we do in here, they turn on the music, they turn down the lights, and we set this atmosphere for the Holy Ghost to come in and have his way. And then the frequency. God said, you got to tune in to me and do it often. I'm like, wow. So think about it. Tune in to what is he saying? So what does he want you to do? When we pray, we got to pray, and then we got to sit there in silence for a little bit and let God talk to you. Let him whisper to you. Let him tell you what to do, what he wants you to do, who he wants you to talk to, where he wants you to go, what he wants you to do. He'll do it, but you got to have the ear to hear. And then he said, be in step and be ready, and it's because it's time to go to battle. And how do we go to battle? On our knees. We go on our knees, and we have our prayers specific, directed, right where they need to go. And then he said, you have to be ready for this shift in the spiritual realm, in the atmosphere. Because sometimes I've been in services where the atmosphere, like Sunday, whoever who was here Sunday, anybody here, there, I call it like a shift. It's when the Holy Spirit comes in and he begins to hover. See, there's a difference between the omnipresence of God. That means he's everywhere. He's here when we leave and he's here when we come. Like he's at our house. When we get there, he's already there. When we leave, he's still there. That's omnipresence. He's everywhere. But there's a difference in his manifested presence. When his manifested presence comes down, miracles begin to happen. People fall on their faces. I seen the brother, he was just, that's when his manifested presence come in, and it gets real thick, it gets real heavy, and he starts to move up and down the aisles. There's nothing like that, and this is the part I love about that. It's addicting, and you want more. You want more and more and more. It's like you just want more. And then when we pray, we have to be cunning and skillful. We got to direct the prayer where it needs to go. We have to say what it is. This is what I love about the Lord. He gave us skills. He gave us weapons. Like the armor of God. Those are weapons. The word is our weapon, the sword. And so are your words. Your words are your weapon. Because you can speak life or you can speak death. Because it says life and death are in your tongue. Yep, the power of life and death is in your tongue. And you shall eat the fruit thereof. So it's important how you speak and how you say your words. So when you pray, you have to be strategic. If it's your daughter, your son, your family, your loved one, your whoever, your co-workers, whoever it is, what is their need? Be specific to their need. And just cry out to God and tell them what they need. And I'm going to leave you with this. Because some people still feel like, let me get a drink. Some people feel like, well, I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to say. There was a time a few years back when me and my husband was going through with our daughter. And those are the times, how can I put it this way? Those things hurt to the core. When family or people that's very close to you, when something happens, it hurts to the core. And there was a time when I even got on my knees, nothing came. I had no words. I mean, I couldn't even cry. I done cried all my tears. I couldn't say a word. But how many know God knows? God knows what's in here. And I remember I was praying for this girl, and I was so excited. How could you use me? And in my head, everything just going on and going on. And I get teary-eyed because this helped me a lot. And I hope it helped somebody in here. I was praying for this girl in the service, and God spoke to me, what you make done for others, I'll make done for you. So that let me know he's got my back. He's got me. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to allow the enemy to pull on me because God's got me. No matter what situation that you're in, God sees, God knows, and God hears. He does. Okay, amen. Time for prayer.